The Labor Department said today that nearly 3 million people filed for unemployment last week, bringing that total number to nearly 37 million over the last 8 weeks.
37 million, and it's more evidence of the economic devastation being caused by the coronavirus pandemic, which has already killed more than 85,000 Americans. It puts more pressure on lawmakers in Washington who are considering more economic aid for states, localities, companies, and workers. Joining us now is Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma. Senator, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
And you're on President Trump's coronavirus economic task force, advising the president on reopening the economy after the shutdowns. How are you approaching the balance of public health concerns with economic concerns? And when you see today's unemployment claims report, do you think the cure is getting to be worse than the disease?
It's very difficult right now. And what's been interesting is a lot of people that are in quote-unquote non-essential businesses that have been shelved during this time period will tell you it's not non-essential to them and to their family and to the people that work there. It is their livelihood. And so it's a very difficult balance that you continue to be able to protect the people that are most vulnerable, but you've got to be able to re-engage business. And we're not only seeing that here in the United States with over half of the states already open and thriving and the other half looking quickly now at what their next when they're going to start that reopening, but Spain, Italy, Germany, South Korea, many countries that have been very hard hit by COVID-19, they're also in the process of reopening.
Well, when you say that more than half of the country is open and thriving, what are you thinking about when you say that? Because I don't think you could describe any place right now in the United States as open and thriving.
Other than grocery stores thriving, no, there's not a place that's really thriving as they were if you went back just 3 months ago. But their restaurants are starting to be able to open for limited sit-down. They're starting to allow some events again. But you're correct. There's nowhere that's thriving at this point. But they're open in cleaning and preparing to try to get things back open again after a very long, difficult season.
What about the people who are laid off or furloughed or working in situations where they're not going to make the kind of money that they were able to make before? Do you think it's the government's responsibility right now to bridge the gap, to keep money coming into people's pockets if they're in that situation until things can open back up and they can get their jobs back?
Really, there's three different layers of assistance and safety net for us as a country. The families are the first safety net. The second safety net are our not-for-profits around the country. And the third safety net is the government. All of those are trying to be able to provide some assistance to help people get through this. The difficulty is none of those are going to be able to make people whole. For individuals that have lost wages, for businesses that are teetering on the edge of going out of business, there's no way to be able to borrow enough on the world currencies and to be able to try to find a way to be able to make every business and every place whole. But we can do what we can to help people be able to get through it. And so the safety net that's out there right now with the $1,200 that's been sent to individuals, the Paycheck Protection Program, which is right now helping about 50 million people get their existing paycheck, the additional money that's been put into unemployment assistance so we can get through the end of July, all of those things are designed to be able to help people get through this. But we're very aware most people will not be made whole during this time period, but we're trying to be able to help people survive it, get to the other side of it, to be able to get our economy restarted again.
Well, and what about the next possible package? And Democrats want to spend another $3 trillion, including aid to state and local governments, which have not gotten a lot of aid yet in the previous packages.
Well, actually, state and local governments have received $150 billion so far. In a state like mine in Oklahoma, our average or our typical budget for the year for the state is about $12 billion, and the state received $1.5 billion for assistance during the COVID-19. So that's a very significant amount. Now, there does need to be additional flexibility for those dollars that have been given to the state. And I'm aware that the House has proposed a package with almost $1 trillion of additional assistance to states. But I would only say to you, states and local counties and cities will be in the same struggle as the federal government, that we're all trying to be able to manage the tax dollars that are out there and services that are there. All of us are struggling as we go through this, whether it's an individual family, whether it's a small business, large business, city, county, state, or federal government as well.
So it sounds like you're saying that you think the states have enough help already, that they don't need more assistance from the federal government.
I can't can't imagine any state or any city or county saying they wouldn't like more help from the federal government. The balance that we have is every layer of government has to be able to figure out what they can do at this point. So there will, I'm sure, be things that will happen in the future to try to help cities and states try to be able to get through this in very specific ways, but certainly not a $3 trillion package or $1 trillion of that going to cities and counties and states with unlimited ways that they can be able to spend that.
Senator, let me just finally ask you one more thing, and I could really ask this of anybody that I talk to, but this has upended all of our lives. Is there anything, when we go back to normal, eventually it'll happen, is there anything that you'll miss about the current situation?
I do have to tell you, I have actually spent more time at home with my family during the last time period than I have in years and years. I am grateful. I love my family, and getting a chance to be able to spend time with my family has been the hidden gift in the middle of all of this chaos. I'm very looking forward to a vaccine being on the market, having the capability to be able to look in the rearview mirror on a COVID-19 outbreak. But I will always treasure times that I could spend every single evening having dinner with my family and getting more time with them.
That is Senator James Lankford, Republican of Oklahoma. Senator, thank you so much for joining us.